This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Progress. Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Habam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Samach Hei, Se'if Beis. Kara Kriya Shema. You're reading Shema. V'nichnas Beis HaKnesas. And you enter the Shul, Matzah Tzibur, Shekaran Kriya Shema, and you find the Tzibur saying Shema. Tzarech Likroi Siman Pasuk Rishayin. You have to read with them the first Pasuk. Shelo Yeirah Akilu Eino Reitzel Kaba Omach Shema Mim Chaverav. So it doesn't look like you don't want to accept the yoke of heaven with your friends. Which sounds like, even though you're in the middle of Shema, so if you're middle of Shema, how could you say it looks like you don't want to be Mekabel Omach HaShemayim? That's what I'm middle of doing. I'm saying V'hayim Shemayim, I'm saying V'yahavta. But the Lashon and the Mechaber is, it looks like you don't want to be Mekabel Omach HaShemayim with your friends. To me, it sounds like as follows, and actually our tefillah shir today is amazingly about this topic. Shema is not just Kabos Macha Shemayim. It's Shema Yisrael. It's Kabos Macha Shemayim with the rest of the Jewish people. So the fact that you're saying Shema is irrelevant. It's not important. Very nice, you're Mekabel Macha Shemayim. That's not the purpose of Shema. The purpose of Shema is Shema Yisrael, to gather with the Jewish people, to Mekabel Macha Shemayim. So if you're a Mil Shema, but the rest of the Tzibur are starting Shema, and you're not saying it with them, it looks like you don't want to be Mekabel Macha Shemayim together with them. So now the Mechaber continues. V'adinim hu beis HaKnesses v'omer devrei tachnunim. Likewise, if you're in the Shul, you're saying supplications, you're saying Tehillim, Psukim, or other Psukim, B'makom Ashar Shai Livsaik, you're up to a place that you could interrupt. So then you have to interrupt to say Shema. Aval imhu asik mangshen rasha livsaik. But if... So now... I'm sorry. When the Mechaber says kara kri Shema, it's talking about you already read Shema. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about the guy already read Shema. I'm already yoytze the mitzvah of Shema. And now I come in on the tzibur saying Shema. So what do I have to say with them? I already was yoytze. No. If I don't say it with them, it looks like I don't want to be Mekabel Omach HaShemayim together with them. Again, same point that we mentioned before. What do you mean? I was ready Mekabel Omach HaShemayim. No, but it looks like I don't want to do it together with them. Fine. And the same din would apply if I'm doing something else that I can interrupt. However, avalim hu asuk b'makam shen rashay lifsaik. If I am involved in a place where I can't interrupt, kugami baruch shamar ve'elach, for example, from baruch shamar on, lo yafsik, you should not interrupt, elo yoimer hateva shu oimer, but rather you should say the words that you're saying, b'shash ha-tzibur oimrim, pasuk rishayin, at the time that tzibur is saying, the first pasuk, b'nigun ha-tzibur. So in other words, let's say the tzibur says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Let's say they use that nigun. So then you're up to Ve'ezuz Noiroi Secha Yoimeiru. In other words, just use, make it as if you're saying the Shema. We'll see, you even cover your eyes. Shia Nirukilu Karimam. So it should look like you're saying it with them. But the way I read it originally, that cannot be Lahalacha. In other words, if you're in the middle of Shema elsewhere, you would not be able to interrupt to say the pasuk of Shema with them. But you should say what you're up to in the nigun of Shema to make it seem like you're saying it with them. Okay. Says Mishnah Berurah, kara kri Shema, v'kol shekeinam lo kara adayin. Certainly, if you didn't say Shema yet, d'tzarach likreis ha-pasuk rishayin, you have to say the first pasuk with them. Avalo yichavin latzis b'zeh ha-mitzvah saseh de kri Shema. But don't be mechaveh to be mekayim the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Kivin Shein Lo Tefillin Baroisha. You're not wearing tefillin on your head. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is mashma, don't be mechaveh in latzeis. But that implies that you don't need kavana shaloi latzeis. Likewise, earlier, we're in Simen Mem Vav, Sivkatan, Lamed Gimel, there the Mishnah Berurah also said, don't be mechavein latzeis. That was talking about that it's good to say in the morning after Shema, Baruch Shem Kvan Mechzal Vaed, that was going on the Shema. That Ashreinu Matoiv Chalkeinu Manom Garolenu, and there the Rama said that you should also say Baruch Shem. And your Yoytze, and he quotes the Noid Bihuda and Rabbi Kiva Eger that during the week you should don't be mechavin lotzeis unless you have tefillin, because if you say Kriyashman B'li tefillin kil made Eda Sheka Ba'atzmai. So again, this is all mashma that as long as you're not mechavin lotzeis, you're not Yoytze. However, elsewhere the Mishnah Berurah implies that you need kavana shaloi lotzeis in order to be choshish for the shittais, that mitzvahis ain tzrichas kavana. Reb Chaim Kievsky says that's what the Mishnah Berurah means. When he says you shouldn't be mechavein to be yotzei, he means have kavana not to be yotzei. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah continues. I'm sorry, the Mechaber continues. We finished the Mechaber. To make it seem ki'ilu, you're reading it with them. Mishnah Berurah continues, v'nirali da'filum hu etzloi koidim berchas ha'Torah. Even, let's say, you didn't say berchas ha'Torah yet. You should still say the pasuk of Shema with them. Kivan she'enoi oimer ha'pasuk l'shem limud. Since you're not saying the pasuk for learning, in this case, you should be careful not to say more than the first pasuk. Why? Because if you say more than the first pasuk, then it looks like you're kairei b'toira, and that you're not to do before berchas ha'toira. But the first pasuk, which you're only saying, so it doesn't look like that you're not being mekabel omacha shemayim, it seems like b'di'eved you could get away with saying it before berchas ha'Torah. Because you're not saying it together, talmud Torah, you're saying it, so it doesn't look like you're not being mekabel omacha shemayim. Okay. Shekoyrin kriya shema, sivkatan tes. So the tzibur is saying Krishna. V'adin shar davar shat tzibur oimrim. This is anything that the tzibur is saying. Kagoin tehila leDavid. If the tzibur is up to Ashrei, you need to say it with them. You're in a shul, you're in a random shul, and you're learning, or you're just walking through, or you're getting a sefer, and they said Ashrei, you need to say it with them. Or Aleinu. Now let's say I'm in the middle of Psukei Dezimra. Am I allowed to say Aleinu? If I hear, I'm up to Psukei Dezimra and the Tzibur is saying Aleinu. No, you cannot say Aleinu in the middle of Psukei Dezimra, says the Reb Chaim Noah and the Minchas Yitzchak. Let's say you're finishing Shemayna Esrei and the Tzibur is up to Aleinu and you didn't say Tachnon, said Reb Chaim Knievsky. You don't say Aleinu. You can't be Mavsik. Let's say you're in the middle of Ashrei Uval Etzion and the Tzibur is up to Aleinu. Now what do I do? This is very common. Because most Tzibors, they have an unbelievable ability to say Ashrei Uval Etzion in an amount of time that human beings are not able to say it. How do they do it? They're mamish like Malachi Asharis. It's unbelievable. Mikam Chayisrael. However, the rest of the Tzibur, so the people who say every word, they're in Ashrei. The people who say every third word, that's also a mahalach. To say every third word, they're able to keep up. But if you say every word, then you can't keep up. So what do you do? Do you stop Ashrei Valetzion to say Aleinu? Reb Chaim Knievsky says, and this is in the Berurah in the Ishei Yisrael, you do not have to say Aleinu. Next question. You daven Ashkenaz, and one time you landed in a Sfarad shul, and in Ashkenaz you say Aleinu after Uval Etzion, and now in Nusach Sfarad they're saying Aleinu after the Yoim. Then follow the minhag hamakom. And that's what Rabbi Yashiv said. And Rav Shlomo Zalman. Now, what if you already said Oleinu like minhag Ashkenaz? And now you're saying Enkelekeinu, and they're saying Oleinu again. Do I have to interrupt and say Oleinu again? No. However, Ben Sion Abba Shul says that a Sfardi that's davening in a Nusach Ashkenaz Shul, he should say Aleinu with the Tzibur, and then he should say Aleinu again at the end of the davening. Oh, now what if you're in the middle of davening, and you're in a place where you can't say Aleinu, you can't be mafsek. So what do? You still have to bow down by Va'anachnu Kayim. In other words, you rolled in, you're now up to Baruch Sha'amar. And they're up to Aleinu. You came a little late, you know. You thought they changed the clock or something. So even though you can't say Aleinu, you bow down. So it doesn't look like you're a koifer. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says you don't have to bow down. Because it's not like everyone in the tzibur is bowing down at the exact same time.
Is this only if you're davening at that minion? What if it's a separate minion?
You're in a different room, like you overhear them, or you're learning?
Yeah, I'm at the edge, or I'm dominating with my mother, and you walk into this room. Or something like that happens. There's overlap sometimes.
Mm-hmm. What happened? The guy got a shade, took him over, and took his body into a different room? Whatever, he's walking.
I know he shouldn't be walking around, but...
The guy, he's draying around.
Emergency.
Yeah, he would have to. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, there are just a few more points, yeah? What about Shema Yisrael in Musaf? Does that also have the din that wherever you're up to, you need to say the Shema? Rabbi Yashiv says, it's Bechlal Pasuk Rishon of Kriya Shema. You have to answer with the Tzibor. Aruch HaShulchan is also Mashma that way. What about Shema Yisrael when they take out the Sefer Torah? Rabbi Yashiv says, you should say it with the Tzibor. What about? However, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, if you're not davening Musa with the Tzibur, you don't have to say Shema Yisrael. And you don't have to say Shema Yisrael at the time they take out the Sefer Torah. What about when the tzibur is saying Shema after the Zman, like in America, you come to a shul on Shabbos, and the tzibur is saying Shema. They're not being mekayim in the mitzvah of Shema. The mitzvah already passed. They're just, why are they saying it? To daven Shema Esmi Tech Devei Torah. You are not obligated to answer Shema with them. Why? Because they're not being mekabel omachu shemayim. There's no kabbalas omachu shemayim. If you don't get the mitzvah, there's no kabbalas omachu shemayim, and you're not subject to answer with them. What a chiddush. Who says that? Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul. Nobody argues. Okay, weiter. Isn't that, that's a wow, that's a whopper of a chiddush. In other words, by the way, this, I mamish had the shaila the other day. This happens all the time. It takes me longer to say Shema because you have to have kavana. Kavana to mekabel the mitzvah Shema and have kavana to mekabel omachu shemayim. So on a Friday night, we're saying Shema before this man. I definitely don't have to think that I'm mechavein to mekabel the mitzvah Shema because I'm not getting the mitzvah Shema. But do I have to have kavana that I'm mechavein to accept the yoke of heaven? L'chayra, we just see from this psak that you do not have to think that. Because if a tzibur saying Shema Shaloi Bizmanoi is not considered Kabbalas Omacho Shemayim, and therefore somebody who hears it doesn't have to stop and say along with them, that means when you're saying Shema Shaloi Bizmanoi, you're not being Mekaba Omacho, you don't have to have that Kavana. No, that would be, that's what it would come out. I was wondering about that.
Nope. So
exactly. There's nothing to think. In other words, when you say Shema in Shul, both Friday night and Shabbos morning, where you're not getting the mitzvah either time, you don't have to think anything. You don't. Look, does that mean I don't have to think Adoin Koil Hayahoy Vivia, and I don't have to think one in the seven Rakia, meaning all the Kavanas that we learned, are they not Noigeya? By the way, I would say, not so Pashut, Because Lamaisa, it's not like you're for sure not saying Krishma Bismanai. It is Bein Ashmashas. Of course I'm chuyiv to say it later, Misafek, but it doesn't mean the original Shema is nothing. It's also a maybe, you know. Fine. Now, so all these things, by the way, of Ashrei, Aleinu, Karma, it's Derech Eretz. All these things are Derech Eretz. Aleinu, and it sounds like Shema. I don't know. Aleinu and Ashrei are Derech Eretz. The Dirshu brings there, Moshe says, to say Kedusha with the Tzibur is not Derech Eretz. It's Meikar Hadin. Kriya Shema, the Rav Moshe says, only Derech Eretz. Kedusha is Meikar Hadin. And Rav Moshe says, the Chiluk is, Kriya Shema, you're mechuyev to say twice a day, and not more. So the chiyuv to say with the tzibur is Derech Eretz, so it doesn't look like you're not being kama mach shemayim. Masha'in kein amiras kedusha, which is l'kadei shem shemayim imat tzibur, that's a choyva even 100 times a day. What about, sorry, this is a lot of amazing halachas here. What about yud gimel midos harachmim imat tzibur? Rav Moshe says there is no chiyuv to say Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim with the tzibur. Why? What's the reason for Krishna? It looks like you're mekabel machu. Doesn't it looks like you don't want to be mekabel machu shemayim? The Yud Gimel Midos is a tefillah that Hashem should be merachim on us. We're not praising Him like kedusha. Mestaber that you don't have to say. And if you're not davening with the tzibur, you do not have to say with them. The minhag ha'olam is to say it. Why? Because the more people who answer, the greater the Rachamei Shemayim is. But you're not mechuyev to say Yud Gimel Midos Imat Tzibur. It almost sounds like it's not, even Aleinu you have to say, I'll tell you the truth, I didn't realize Ashrei. I've seen many times Aleinu, I never noticed Ashrei. I didn't know. In other words, I'm learning in a shul. They're davening mincha. I didn't know that I would have to say Ashrei with them. Does that mean the whole Ashrei? By Aleinu, you have to say the whole Aleinu, not just the words, Aleinu Shabeach. You have to say Aleinu. I didn't know you have to say Ashrei. I mean, I would ask, even the Tzibur doesn't have to say Ashrei. By Mincha, let's say. By Mincha, it's only, you know, it's only to be oimed mitfila mitoch devei Torah. But I'm not davening. No, Derech Eretz, you should say Ashrei. Interesting. It's a good question. He doesn't say. I don't know. I assume Al Kain also. Okay, let's finish up. Sivkata and Yud, Pasuk Rishon. V'gam Baruch Shem Kvod Mochzayin Lamvayad. V'das Hagrobe Beirosh Tzarch Likros Shemam Kol Kriya Shema. The Gros says you have to say the whole Shema. Now the Mishnah Berurah already said before, if you didn't say Berachas HaTayor, you definitely can't say the whole thing. Amnam, but Pesukah the Zimra Nira De'en LaHachmer Yosef Pasuk Rishon. Pesukah the Zimra, you shouldn't be Machmer more than the first Pasuk. What about Baruch Shem Imel Pesukah the Zimra, the Matei Ephraim, the Shevet HaLevi, the Shain Halacha says yes. Says the Mishnah Berurah, De Belav Hachi Dasa Mechaber LaHachmer Pesukah the Zimra Kil Kameh. Because even the Mechaber himself is Machmer even by Shema, by Pesukei de Zimra. One more. Kegoin Baruch She'amar Ve'elach. For example, let's say you're up to Baruch She'amar and on. Lo Yafsik Eliyom HaTev Shu'am B'Shah. In other words, if you look in the Mechaber says if you're Mil Pesukei de Zimra, you should not say Shema at all. Which is interesting. I would have thought that's a halacha. If you're Milb Sukkah Zimra, you shouldn't say Shema at all. But the Mishnah Berurah says you do say the first pasuk of Shema. The Mechaber himself says not to. Here, V'achweinim kosel b'chaz baruch Shema v'ishtach Sukkah Zimra, yev lahafsik k'dei l'kaba machos Shema imimat Tzibur. The Mishnah Berurah says the Achweinim argue on the Mechaber. And they say in Baruch Sha'amar Yishtabach Pesuk de Zimra, you should be mafsik to Mekaba Omacho Shamayim. By the way, we saw that this is a Pella. That means like this. The Shema of Musaf, you have to say along. The Shema of Haitzah Sefer Torah, you have to say along. A Shema of Kriya Shema Shaloi Bizmanoi, you don't have to say along. You hear this? That means when you're saying Shema Shaloi Bizmanoi, it's even less than Kriya Shema by Musaf and by Haitzah Sefer Torah. Says, so again, the Mishnah Berurah points out that the Achroinim argue on the Mechaber, and that you should say Shema in Pesukah Zimrah, Aval Bebracha Shal Kriya Shema, but in Berchas Kriya Shema, V'chein Bein HaProkim, or Bein HaProkim in Berchas Kriya Shema, Lo Yafz Zeklal, Elo Yoymer Oysan HaTevois Benigun, you should say those words with a tune, K'may Shat Tzibor Oymerim Kriya Shema, the way that Tzibor says Kriya Shema. Ah, do you need to put your hands on your eyes? It's in the Shas Tshuvos Rivam Shnaitoch, the Kaf HaChaim, Reb Chaim Knievsky. Yes, you should cover your eyes. What about your tzitzis? You should hold your tzitzis in between your fingers like the tzibur. Oh no, sorry, no. The Eish Avram says you don't have to. Because it doesn't have to look like you're saying the whole Shema, only the first part. No. You do not have to. Don't have to hold your tzitzis in between. Okay, Eliyahu Amar says, Kriya Shema. One more mechaber. I'm sorry. Kara Kriya Shema. Let's say you said Shema, v'nichnas beis haknesses, v'matzah tzibur shekar in Kriya Shema. Tzoyv sheyikra imam kol Kriya Shema. It's a good idea to say the whole Shema with them. V'yikabel sachar kekar b'tar, and you'll be rewarded as if you're reading the Torah. But you're only mechuyev in the first pasuk, k'mayshin esbayar, like we explained. Okay?
What about that sefis by the tfilis, when that tfilis, and everyone says they call Kabbalah so much, mind this, ish, mind this, but it's saying, it's going to have to say along.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's not gonna be any worse than the Kriya Shema of Haitzah Sefer Torah by Musaf. But I think the big chiddush here is the Kriya Shema that said Shaloi Bizmanoi does not have a din of Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. Okay, Rabbi said, we'll pick it up Monday in Siman Samach Vav. Thanks for joining today. Appreciate it. Okay, have a good Shabbos, everyone. Thanks a lot. Kol Tov. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.